Arrhythmogenic biventricular dysplasia, medical history, male patient, 17 years old, minor ECG abnormalities, V1 to V4 negative T-wave, ventricular electrobeats, asymptomatic, diagnostic suspect of arrhythmogenic right ventricular dysplasia. CMR flowchart, stack of sign images in short axis view to evaluate by ventricular volume and function. Sign images in paraxial plane to evaluate the right ventricle free wall. Protein density weighted images both in short axis view and paraxial view. Same planes are utilized to obtain late gadolinium enhancement images 10 minutes after the injection of a bolus of contrast agent. Main CMR findings: right ventricular enlargement, 132 milliliters with a global eject fraction of 45, multiple segmental wall motion abnormalities, both at the level of the left and of the right ventricles, multiple areas of fat infiltration, mainly at the level of the left ventricle lateral segments, multiple areas of fat infiltration, mainly at the level of the left ventricle lateral segments, multiple areas of uptake of the contrast agents at late gadolinium enhancement images. Conclusion: biventricular dysplasia, probably arrhythmogenic. Figure 1.24, protein density weighted images in axial plane, upper left plane, and short axis right upper panel. The arrows show the multiple areas of fatty infiltration, mainly at the level of the lateral wall of the left ventricle. Still frame of a sign sequence in axial plane, left lower panel, show multiple morphologic irregularity at the level of the lateral wall of the left ventricle, presumably due to fat infiltration. The still frame from a sign sequence obtained in horizontal long axis shows the thinning of the interventricular septum in its apical segment with a numismatic movement. 1.25, late gadolinium enhancement images in horizontal long axis at the vertical long axis. The arrows show multiple areas of fibrous infiltration.